Because man's heart is corrupt and deceitful, and because professionals today look for societal reasons for behavior and ignore this inherent characteristic in man, the slide will continue just as it has throughout the ages. Why? Because man is content on remaining human and rejects striving to take on the nature of Elohim. We must seek to be more like Elohim, and that's why we're in this room today. Because we are seeking to be more like Yahweh. After all, we are created in His image. Be like me is what Yahweh is constantly advising us to do. You know, you can remember the commercials in Michael Jordan's youth when he was talking about be like Mike. But Yahweh is saying, be like me. You don't find those words, but that's the sentiment that the scriptures are trying to relay to us today. And that's the title of this message. Be like me. Man was given a choice right from the very beginning of his creation. And I'm telling you, as I went through looking at this, there are just things that I personally had never considered before. Maybe several of you have, but I know I didn't. Genesis 2, verse 8. It says, Yahweh Elohim planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there he placed the man whom he had formed. Now, again, I may have said this times before, but I'll say it again. Some people want to say there must have been two different creations. But it says, the man that he had formed. It's speaking about an event that's already taken place, and there's no indication that it's a different event and a different man. Okay. Now, in verse 9 it says, out of the ground Yahweh Elohim caused to grow every tree that is pleasing to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the middle of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Now drop down to verse 15. Then Yahweh Elohim took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and keep it. That was his job. Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, from any tree of the garden you may eat freely, but from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. There's a choice. All the trees that are there, you can eat whatever you want, anytime, any fashion. But there's a choice. Don't eat from this tree, knowing the good and knowing the evil. Okay, we'll come back to this in a little greater detail in just a moment. But look over in at the end of chapter 3. We know what happens. You know, don't touch the stove. We're going to touch the stove. And that's exactly what happened. Genesis 3, verse 22. At the end of all of this, Yahweh Elohim said, behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might stretch out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore, Yahweh Elohim sent him out from the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken. So he drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life. Most of us are just like Adam. We don't think we are. Just this morning it dawned on me. I say all the time, why didn't the idiot just eat the tree of life? But think about it. How much time do we study and consider what was this tree of knowledge of good and evil? In our studies, we always wonder, what is that? What does it represent? How can I understand better what that is? Isn't that doing the same thing that he did? Focusing on that and not maybe spending enough time trying to understand what the tree of life represents. And I'm not saying we don't care about it. If we had offered maybe I'm getting ahead of myself again. Yes, let's back up. Yahweh states that man at this point has become just like him. He has become just like him. That's what it says here. And yet, man was already supposedly created in the image of Elohim. Man's knowledge of good and evil is based on sensory understanding and lacks a spiritual foundation. The word yada, knowledge, is knowledge gained through the senses, through what you see, hear, taste, smell, and feel. Yahweh's knowledge is deeper than that. It doesn't involve sensory perception, because he can truly see the heart and know and understand its intent. You know, there are countless people today who will say that they know what someone else is thinking. And they may be right in some cases. However, they're usually wrong more often than they're right. They don't believe that, but that's the fact. They choose to forget the times that they're wrong and only remember the times that they're right. Now think about the people that you know who make statements like that. I know what somebody's thinking. I'm always right about what somebody's thinking or what they're feeling or what their intent or whatever it is.